Chris Salcedo, Jay Severin.
By the way, you want to know why Donald Trump is so popular? Hillary Clinton is why. Bill Clinton is why. McConnell is why. Rhinos are why. Lindsey Graham is why. John McCain is why. One of the great ironies of our time, ladies and gentlemen, is that John McCain is complaining about Donald Trump.
Jay Severin. Weekdays, 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern on the Blaze Radio Network.
This is the Chris Salcedo Show, only on the Blaze Radio Network.
Lots up going on this week on Capitol Hill and the House and the Senate. John Kerry trying to put lipstick on this pig that is the Obama, the Iran-Obama deal. And the Iran-Obama deal. And there's so much here. But I think one of the more important points was what Jack Lew had said. He's, of course, the Treasury Secretary. He reveals what is really at play here, folks. What's really going on here is money. You follow the money and you can figure pretty much everything out. Here's Jack Lew.
The question of what our unilateral sanctions can do versus multilateral sanctions is a complicated one. We have powerful, powerful unilateral tools.
Unilateral meaning United States by ourselves. Multilateral meaning United States and other nations. We're talking about these sanctions that are in place now. Started negotiating in the Bush administration, solidified in the Bush administration. You've got America, European countries, Russia, China, P5 plus one countries, imposing these sanctions, really hurting Iran's economy. The first squeal that Iran gave that they were hurting, Obama said, let's relieve these sanctions. Let's relieve them. Let's give them relief. Now they're coming to the table. Let's relieve them. No, we should have kept them in place full force so we could have kept Tehran being honest while they were cheating during the negotiations. More on this.
The United States is the world's banking center. The dollar is a reserve currency. Transactions that go through U.S. financial institutions are within our grasp. But that doesn't give us the ability to reach out to all foreign banks and to all foreign transactions.
This means that if the United States sanctions remain by themselves, it will not be enough to put significant pressure on Iran, as the rest of the world does business with Iran. Sells them weapons. The Russians will be able, by the way, Russians under sanctions right now for their invading one of their neighbors, one of our allies, and Obama didn't lift a finger to stop them. So Russia is hurting right now. And so now when these sanctions are lifted, they get to do business and they can help beat the American sanctions that are on them right now. See how this works? This is why the Russians are in favor of lifting these sanctions, because they want to beat the imposed sanctions because they are barbaric invaders of their neighbors.
And I think that it's at our own peril if we have a sanctions regime where we are enforcing unilateral sanctions that the rest of the world is rejecting.
Right, and the rest of the world is rejecting China. We just had a report, their economy suffering mightily right now. They would love to start doing some economic business, some economic bolstering business with the People's Republic of Iran. They need their economy back in shape.
It's very different from what's been going on over these last few years. We have worked bilaterally with countries around the world to do things against their own economic interest.
And there it is. These negotiations for these multi-tiered sanctions, multi-country sanctions, the United States said, look, be a friend to us. We don't have any economic interest in doing business with Iran because we don't do business with Iran. Our economy isn't predicated on doing business with the People's Republic of Iran. I know, this is the Bush administration, I know you're going to hurt your economies temporarily, but really stopping Iran from getting a nuclear weapon is worth it. And trust us, doing business with America is going to be a lot more beneficial to your country than doing business with Tehran. So these countries unwillingly and grudgingly agreed. So the first chance that Obama gets, when Iran squeals just one iota that they're hurting and they want to come to the table, what does Obama do? He says, let me relieve these sanctions. So he sends billions of dollars into the Iranian economy while they're negotiating. And all the P5 plus one countries are going, what? We just made all this sacrifice for nothing. So that's why you see so many of these countries saying, the deal's great, because they're done. They're done sacrificing. And they all know it's not going to prevent a nuclear weapon. They just, at this point, They've taken enough hit economically.
Because they agreed with us on the imperative of stopping Iran from getting a nuclear weapon. If they see us walk away from an agreement that they believe would stop Iran from getting a nuclear weapon, I think the degree of cooperation we get goes down considerably.
Yeah, nobody believes that this deal will prevent Iran from getting a nuclear weapon.
888-900-3393. The Chris Salcedo Show.
On the Blaze Radio Network.